Bengals and former star at Waco High. Andrew Billings joins us. David Smoke, Paul Catalina. Andrew, first, thanks for being a part of the show. What have you seen, young man, with what these Baylor defensive linemen have been able to do this year under Phil Snow and what they're doing on defense?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of good run-stopping abilities from this defense. I really enjoy seeing that, especially in the middle, man. It's really a good thing to see.
Andrew, you were here and part of a key to a defense that needed to get better along the defensive front. How hard is it when you step into a team that was struggling on defense to build up, especially on the defensive front, you know, which is maybe the hardest position to get deep and good at in college football?
Yeah, it's pretty hard thing to do when you're talking about like getting deep at defensive tackle, especially during the year. You know, as the year goes on and guys get into here and there. So keeping that position filled up is a tough position to keep filled up, and stopping the run itself is just always a tough task, but they seem to be handling it pretty well.
Andrew Billings joins us on ESPN Central Texas tonight. Baylor, West Virginia, 7 o'clock kick. We'll take you to 5 to the broadcast with Derek Smith, John Morris in the pregame with the network, and with the flagship of ESPN Central Texas and Baylor football. Andrew, there was that transition. Three coaches in 3 years. As a former player, how much did you keep up with Baylor? Was there any disconnect with you? And has the winning, in your opinion, with other former players allowed them to feel like, okay, wait a minute, this is pretty good, things are working out okay?
Yeah, I mean, going through those coaches, it was actually pretty hard to keep up, you know, especially with going to the NFL and stuff. But, I mean, it seems like overnight, you know, they just became this team again, and it's good to see it like this. But, I mean, as far as keeping up with them now and talking to Matt Rhule and stuff, it's been pretty easy for me to do. I've enjoyed it.
Did you guys ever play a game with West Virginia that was not an absolute track meet? Even some of the ones that you blew them out, it was back and forth and back and forth for the most part, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was always like that, you know. I remember when we went there for my away game, we were undefeated at the time, and it was just long pass, touchdown after touchdown, flag after flag, and it was definitely a battle.
Yeah, that was that the
70-63? Was that one?
Yeah.
That's one of those scores you don't like to bring up. What's amazing about that game is it's when you're in a game like that, Andrew, and you still see them, the games that get kind of out of control because of the way the offenses are so spread out and it spreads out the defense. As a player, what's that like to be in the middle of that when it's just like basically all hell breaking loose?
Yeah, it's pretty hard, you know. When offenses like that, you know, you just really, they want to run the same plays no matter what formation they're in, no matter what's going on around you. So it really just comes down to reading your keys when it comes to games and types of offenses that just do all this motion and stuff.
Your team that you're with now, the Bengals, obviously has been a very rough start to the season. This is a bye week for you. Your thoughts about how difficult it is right now. You this is your job. This is your career. This is your profession. How hard is it when one loss continues to pile onto another one?
You know, it's really hard. You know, every week is like a new week, and you want to correct the mistakes made from last week. But, you know, it's always football. It's just that type of game that just can't be cheated in any type of way. So, you know, it's win or lose, and it usually comes down to two or three plays. You don't really know matter until the end of the game. So it's just tough to keep your spirit up and go out there and working hard. It's tough, but, you know, it is my job, so it's my job, rain or shine, just go out there and grind. So,
you also had to go through the coaching change earlier in the year, and I know that, I mean, just like anybody's job, when you get a new manager, there's going to be differences and changes. What was that like to experience for the first time for you?
Right, it was different, you know, coming into a whole new arena, a whole new team, a whole new coaching staff, and a whole new identity, and, you know, finding your way. It felt like it was a rookie year again, just trying to learn coaches, learn their names for one, and their personalities, and just really buying in. It was a tough transition, but I mean, I feel like the whole team made it well, and we still fight every week, no matter what.
By the way, Ben Erlinson, thank you very much for bringing by what you just did—a little treat for me here at the tailgate. Andrew, the body, your body—you're about the halfway mark of the NFL season. and I mentioned things haven't gone well in the win-loss column, but can you try to explain the difference physically of where you are today compared to where you were when perhaps you were at the training camp back at the end of July?
Yeah, week eight. It's the halfway point of the season. You know, you got aches and pains and pretty much everything's sore. You know, you dislocate fingers, roll your ankles, whatnot, and you got to go back out there and play through it. So right now, yeah, I'm in a lot of pain. I'm ready to just, you know, relax, take my mind off of it. You know, come out here and watch Baylor, watch Winkle High, and just take my mind off the job for a little bit and let my body relax and let these aches and pains kind of fade away for a little bit.
What's it like to be home when on that bye week? How much does that kind of get you recentered for the stretch drive?
Yeah, it definitely helps, you know, just coming home and just relaxing in my old bed, seeing old faces, talking with my parents, and just sitting at home. It's really a mental thing, and that's really this backstretch of football. It's just all mental. I mean, we practice every day, so it's not like we don't know what to do in the game. It's just staying in it mentally, especially, you know, a season like this.
Yeah. You have two amazing parents. I mean, your mom and dad are incredible. That doesn't mean you never got sideways with them or they didn't let you know who the boss was. And I know both of them pretty well. You probably did, even though you're a big fella. Your thoughts about just your mom and dad, the family, and how close you are. I know that they'll go up and see you a lot. She'll go up there and cook probably days and days and weeks of food for you. Just what they've been to you, what they've meant to you as a support group.
I mean, it meant a lot to me. I've been through a lot, football speaking, just the injuries and stuff. You know, having them there, you know, they give you a lot of light when there's not a lot to have around you. So they've taken me to a lot of events and just supported me every way, every day. And it's really a blessing to have them.
How's your mom's shoulder, by the way? I know she had that. Yeah, she had to have some surgery, huh?
Yeah, she's 2 weeks out. She's doing better, though. The stitches came out today, so.
Good.
She's feeling good about that.
Well, I missed my workout, buddy, so you got to tell her. She's got to get back. I need some motivation all the time.
Andrew, it's great to see you. Can't wait to see you tonight. To just come back, and it's not the first time, but to come back, as you mentioned, and just see the team national game tonight against West Virginia. Your thoughts about reminiscing and being on that sideline tonight at McLean Stadium and watching your alma mater?
You know, it's always nice to be back and see that stuff. Just think about the simpler days when you're just out there playing football, even in high school. You know, it's a lot of guys out here playing their last year of football, and a lot of them are playing for a future of football. So, you know, it's always good out there just to feel the energy and feel the fans around them.
Thank you for your time, buddy. Thank you. Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Billings, former star at Waco High, Baylor, now with the Cincinnati Bengals.